Hey, kitty, I'm home. Do you want some dinner? Okay. Here you go. Okay, so you don't want dinner. What do you want? Treats? Catnip? Dude, I don't know what you want. I'm just gonna turn on the radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Hey. Hey guys, it's me. I'm NJ, and this is my show, Kitchen Sink. I'm a little thrown off because usually it plays the thing for me, but I had to pick the cat one, which is my go-to, 'cause it's funny. So anyways, hey, this is WONY 90.9 FM. My show is called Kitchen Sink, and that's what we're here for. I'm a little nervous. It's my first time back since the end of last semester. It's been a hot minute, but I'm quite excited about today. I have some fun stuff going on. So I hope it's good. I hope it's fun. But how have we been? How are things? My things so far have been okay. I've been back on campus for like 4 weeks now, which is absurd to think about, but it's true. But it's been fun. I've been doing fun things. Top three funnest things. Go. Okay, wait. Now I actually have to think about this. Okay, one, I went to Applebee's. That was really fun. Me and like four of my staff members went to Applebee's for half apps, which was fun. I got a pink lemonade. It was actually a strawberry lemonade, but it was also pink. So I guess that like, is all pink lemonade strawberry lemonade? No, but all strawberry lemonade is probably pink lemonade because it's pink. But anyways, and I got wings, which was really fun. So that was like top three. Let's think other top three. I don't know. And I don't want to be like silent, because that would be really awkward. So I don't know. I've been doing things. I've been having fun. Yeah, classes have been whatever. They're happening and it's fine. I'm waiting for my dance club to start. Shout out OK Crew. Yay. That's like next week, so I still have time, but yeah. And now I'm here. So I'm actually really excited for my show this year. I'm like thinking of some things that maybe I'll do. Like I kind of want to have like an intro, like a legit, like make an intro and play it every show. I know once I had like an intro song and it was Snoop Dogg's affirmation song, but I want to like, I don't know, craft something fun that speaks to me. I don't know if that's actually gonna happen because I don't know if I have the capability to actually like do that, but it's a cool idea. So there's that. And then my show right now, like the one that I have for today, is going to be very fun. So I guess let's get into it, right? Okay, so today, usually we got a theme, right? So today our theme is parties, because my birthday is tomorrow. I'm turning 21. I'm very excited. I have some fun plans. I'm going home. It's going to be fun. It's good. I'm like nervous and excited for my big birthday plans. I'm going to a gay bar with my brother. So that should be really fun and exciting. But it's also my first time going out, and that's quite the adventure for a first time going out, but it'll be fun, hopefully. I'm sure it will be. It might just be a little overwhelming, and that's okay. I can deal with that for a night. So we're doing parties, right? But like, I don't know, I didn't want to be boring and just have like frat party music, right? So we're starting with like, I wanted to go for a country party, like, but it didn't turn out that way. I was thinking like Hootin' and Hollerin', you know, like in the Hannah Montana movie when like they do that little dance. But that's not, I mean, that's kind of what it ended up being. We're going to start with The Giver by Chapel Roan, obviously. And then we're going to go into Sweet Iced Tea by Stephen Day and Alan Stone, which is probably one of my favorite songs from this summer. And then The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band, because obviously, right? So like this is our little, I don't want to call it country, but it's kind of country. I don't know. Genres confuse me and I never know where the lines are between them, but we're gonna jump right in. So like, you're in a barn, right? Close your eyes, visualize this. You're in a barn. There's a band. Chapel Roan just happens to be part of that band. You know, she's like in full drag, like chilling, doing her band stuff. And like, you're doing a little jig, right? So like, that's what this is going to be giving. So, I hope you have fun and maybe do a jig like IRL, you know? Word.
My sweet iced tea, spoonful of honey. She's my Georgia peach, right off the tree. And what she's got cools me off when I'm hot, makes me wanna say ooh-wee. She's my sweet iced tea.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
She's got that magic.
She's got that magic. Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said,
My name's Johnny,
and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best there's ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny says you don't bite, no child knows." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, because I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, we don't fight, no child, no.
That's some gnarly stuff, dude. Dude. Every time I listen to that song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, I'm just like, man, that's good. It's a good vibe. I wish I, like, one day I would love to be in a band. I play violin. I love to fiddle. I'm really interested in, like, what else can I do with a violin besides just, like, classical music, because that's most of what I've been exposed to, I feel like. But the, like, the groovy stuff, the fun stuff, the fiddle, like, that's where my heart is, you know? Like, that's fun. So, like, one day I hope I have a band, or I'm in a band. It won't be my band. Maybe it will be. I don't know. Someone did tell me yesterday that I give main character energy. They said that I would be Blossom of the Powerpuff Girls, and she's, like, top dog. And I was like, really? Me? I've never thought of myself that way. But maybe it'll be my band. I don't know. But to play The Devil Went Down to Georgia with a band would just be wonderful. I feel like that would just, like, make my heart very happy. So maybe one day. Hopefully one day. So that was our little shindig party. If you're new here now, hi, my name is NJ. This is my show. It is called Kitchen Sink. And today our theme is parties, because I turn 21 tomorrow. Woohoo! I should get a soundboard. Maybe I should do that this year. Get a soundboard and have fun sounds on it. That would be really cool. I feel like that feels very high tech. Right now I just talk into this microphone and I play music, and sometimes, like, that's too much for me to handle. So I wonder how I would fare with, like, a whole soundboard. That could be cool, though. Maybe I'll work on it. I don't know. I don't even know how those work. But some of my campers at summer camp this summer, yes, that would make sense. Campers at summer camp this summer, yes. They had them. So if they could do it, I can do it, right? Yeah. Okay. So our next party, I don't know if I should even introduce it yet or if I should just keep yapping. I don't know. I'm really excited about this next one. It really speaks to me, but maybe I'll just let you guys be suspenseful. I don't know if that's great English, but that's okay. The concept is a dinner party, okay? So I have us starting with some John Mayer. I feel like that's very fall, chill. We're sitting at my dining room table at home eating dinner. Yeah. But then, murder mystery. So the way I have it, I was thinking about this as I was putting together, and I'm like, it's like intro, like normal dinner party, and then, like, it gives, like, psycho, like, murder scene, and then chase scene, like Scooby-Doo kind of, and then end credits. And I fear the end credits are, let me do some quick math on my phone, because talking and doing math at the same time is hard. I know my dad can probably do it, but I fear I can't. But yeah, no, the end credits are longer than the whole movie, if we're going by that. But, like, I guess there's acting in there. This is not actually a movie. But it's a soundtrack for a short film where the credits are almost as long as the actual movie itself. And that's okay. Sometimes that just has to happen. Speaking of movies, you know what? I really want to watch a good movie. I watched Talk to Me. It's a horror movie. I watched it the other night. It was okay, but I didn't finish it because I got too scared, because I was watching it by myself. But it was okay. I was kind of distracted while I was watching it as well. So I don't know, but that's okay. I really want to watch Cars 2 again. I just really love that movie, and I don't know why I was reminded of it recently, but I was, and now I'm like, ooh, Cars 2. Yes. Like, yes, I need to watch that again. So maybe this weekend, maybe tonight. I don't. Oh, guess what starts tonight, everybody? Football! I'm really, really excited. That's super, super fun. It's the Eagles and the Cowboys, I believe. So that should be fun. Wow, I keep forgetting that the football season starts today. Like, I keep remembering out of nowhere, and then I get really excited, and then I'll remember again like 2 hours later and I'll get really excited, but like in the meantime I'm not thinking about it, which I guess is a really good way to think, because I'm not like, I don't know, it's nice to get like that little OMG moment, you know? Yeah, really fun. Yeah, that's today. I don't know. I feel like I don't remember what I used to talk about on my show. So I'm like, I don't know what to talk about, which is probably a silly thing to be saying, but that's okay. Okay. Why don't we just play the music and then I'll think of some talking points while they're playing. Okay. So just for, okay. Okay. Are we ready? We're locked and loaded. Here's the story, right? I feel like this is what my brother does before he starts to play D&D. Like, he usually is like the DM. So he comes up with all the stories and stuff, and he's like painting a picture for people. So I'm going to paint a picture for everyone here. Okay. So you're at my house, and only the people that know me that are listening to this know what my house looks like. So if you don't know me and you're just like a random person in the town of Oneonta that likes to have their radio to 90.9, I love you. Thanks for listening. Picture someone else's house. Why not? Or some random extravagant house, yeah? Okay, so dinner party. There's food. There's people. Maybe the food's done and we're playing spoons. Like, maybe that's the vibe, right? But not really, because I feel like the first song isn't necessarily a good spoons playing song. We're gonna start with some John Mayer. Some chill, like, music we can like chat over, you know? But then all of a sudden something happens. I can't tell you what. The music is just gonna have to speak for itself, even though it can't speak because there's no words. But it gives Psycho. So I watched Psycho recently this summer. It was pretty good. It was kind of creepy, but yeah, then it gives Scooby-Doo. Okay, like, I got out of character, but think, okay, dinner party, Psycho, Scooby-Doo, and then funny end credits with bloopers, obviously. Okay, so yeah, I hope this is as fun as, like, I want it to be, because I think I'm gonna laugh. I hope you laugh as well. And if you don't tell me, because that'll make me sad, but okay, here we go. We're gonna start with John Mayer, as I've been saying.
It's just the strangest thing. I've seen your face somewhere. An early evening dream, a past life love affair. Do you know me?
drinking, lusting, and his hunger for power became known to more and more people. The demands to do something about this outrageous man became louder and louder.
Wow, wasn't that fun? I had a good time. I hope you did too. So that was our murder mystery party segment, but it was also kind of a movie, not so much a party. Well, it's a murder mystery party movie, like that movie Murder Mystery with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. I think they were in it. I think I'm right. Word. Okay, our next party theme is songs that I would play at a party because it is my birthday soon, you know. And I love my birthday. I don't know if this sounds bad, but like I do really enjoy being the center of attention for like a day. I am also one of those people that it's more than just a birthday. Maybe like a birthday weekend. I don't want the whole week. But, like, today my festivities start because I'm going home this weekend and also most of my friends were busy. So, like, we're hanging out tonight for dinner instead of this weekend. And then tomorrow's my actual birthday and then I'm doing something. And then Saturday we're going out for, like, my birthday dinner. So, it should be fun, but it's, like, a 3-day long birthday. And that's okay. No shame to anyone that celebrates a birthday week, though. I support you, and I see you, and I understand. Awesome. Okay, so I don't have a lot of time left, unfortunately. Usually, when I have a show, and it's just an hour long, there's no one after me, so I get to go for the whole hour. But this time, I fear there's someone right after me. So I have to give them time to, like, set up, which is cool. Stay tuned. I don't know whose show is after mine, actually, but, like, stay tuned. They'll probably be really fun and cool. So yeah. Okay, so we're gonna start with Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan. It's not the song I want to play. If there was a clean version of this album, I would like tear it apart and play every song. But there isn't, which is really sad because I really wanted to play. I have to look at the title. Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl. Because I love that song. But there's a curse word in it, so it's outlawed. Tragic, but it's okay. So we're playing Pink Pony Club. Also because, like, hello, I'm celebrating my birthday at a gay bar. So I keep saying that just to remind myself that it's real and that it's gonna happen. It's gonna be fun. It's called Unicorn Bar and it's in Kingston. And that's gonna be fun. I don't know. We'll see. No, it's going to be fun. It'll just be a lot. And that's okay. Because I can deal with a lot. So that's where we're starting. And then we're going into On and On by Charlie Berg. Who I saw with my mom. this summer. Was it in the summer? I think it was. She saw her first New York City rat. So that's really cool. And they staged the stage before he got on there. It was quite the experience, but it was very fun. And Charlie Berg is releasing a new album in 2 weeks. So I'm going to play it like crazy, probably. I mean, he released an EP not too long ago that has like 4 songs on it. And I love all of them. They're all fantastic. And they all like deeply resonate with me right now. Just kidding, actually. But the Conan Gray album that came out recently, Wishbone, man, I had that on repeat for a couple weeks. It was good. It really hit the spot. Now I'm kind of like, it had its time. I had my time with it. And now I'm like, okay, I can move on. But some of those, they're still really good songs. It's like perfectly timed too, because I feel like it's a very autumn album, you know, or like end of summer into autumn. I don't know if I'm the only person that puts like seasons with music. I know my mom does. I have to stop yapping so I can play these songs. So I'm going to. And then the last song is going to be Fainted Love by Conan Gray, who I was just talking about. Oh my God, I love him. But this is from his like earlier albums. Okay, so let's go. We're starting with Chapel because she's a queen and we love her.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me, will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where on my mind. And mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern draw a thousand miles away saying, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl and you dance at the club. Oh mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
Pink pony.
So, we have our last song. It's called Fainted Love. It's by Conan Gray. But before I play it, I just wanted to say, my phone just buzzed. That's crazy. I'm not wearing headphones right now, and they're, like, pretty good at canceling out the noise, and that really distracted me. Anyways, have a fantastic rest of your week. Tomorrow is Friday, and then it's time for the weekend, and I hope everyone has a fantastic dinner. I think I'm going to get pasta or maybe a cheeseburger or maybe both. I don't know. We'll see. But I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Thanks for tuning in. And here's our last song, Fainted Love by Conan Gray. Farewell.
White lies from the passenger seat. Say you love me for life. Say you'll never leave. Kiss me till I almost believe tonight. But when you
trying to be mean or any of that. This is for your own good, and I'm not going to be traumatized because you want to be dumb.
insecure about things I ain't thought about in years. Ringing out my fears. And I don't see you anymore, but the words you left me always in my ears, always in my tears. You're as gentle as my body just won't forget. You're a handprint on my heart. Can't possess. It don't matter if it's 25 years, 25 months. It don't matter if it's 25 days. It was real love. We got too much history. So don't just dispose of me. You can leave me for 25. 25 months. You can leave me for 25 years. I'll never give up. We got too much history. So don't just dispose of me.
Just pass.